KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs.
Mom, did you know Grandpa Greg is a superhero?
Really, Jaden? Why do you say that?
Because he helps people in need and can do things that no one else can.
Like what?
Well, he can do all sorts of services for your car, truck, van, or SUV.
Okay, what kind of services?
Tires, oil changes, batteries, brakes, engines, and all-around tune-ups.
Oh, really? What else can the superhero Grandpa Greg do?
Well, he keeps everyone's vehicle in top running condition. His service is fast, and he does free pickup and delivery.
That's pretty impressive.
Plus, he's local, so you know you can count on him.
Wow, Grandpa Greg sure can do a lot. Tires, oil changes, batteries, brakes, engines, and all-around tune-ups. Plus, he has fast service with free pickup and delivery. How do you know all this?
Grandpa Greg told me.
It sounds like to me that Grandpa Greg really is a superhero. McAtee Tire and Service Center, stop in at 100 West 2nd Street in Atlantic or call 712-243-4413.
Well, check your sports from last night. A girls' high school softball playoff action. In postseason play, Melina Woodward drove in 5 runs with a couple of big hits as Atlantic a 10-2 winner over Red Oak last night in Class 3A Region 2 quarterfinal round play. She brought home 2 on a single in the second and cleared the bases with a triple in the 4th inning. Woodward reached base on all 4 times to the plate, racking up 3 hits and also scored the opening run of the game. Kennedy Gergen provided a solid start in the circle with 9 strikeouts, giving up 5 hits and a walk in 5 2/3 innings of work. Olivia Engler finished the game off with 3 strikeouts and a ground out. Atlantic scored 5 in the 4th to grab a 9-0 lead. Red Oak hung around with a 2-run double from Alexa McCunn in the 5th inning. Atlantic improves to 31-5 on the season, and they advance to face Cherokee Washington Friday night in the regional semifinals. The Braves picked up a 12-0 win over OABCIG in 3 innings Tuesday night to advance, as Red Oak ends their season with a record of 4-24 after last night's loss to Atlantic. We'll have that Atlantic versus Cherokee matchup on Friday night, pregame at 6:50, first pitch scheduled for 7 o'clock. Also in Class 3A in the other Region 2 games, Okoboji beat Bishop Heelan Catholic 2-0 in MOC Floyd Valley, a 5-inning 13-3 winner over Unity Christian. Also in Class 3A Region 3 play, Albia beat Centerville 12-2, Clark over Shenandoah 10-0, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont 11-0 over Des Moines Christian, and Sheraton beat Clarinda 13-3. Also in Class 2A regional play last night, a Region 2 trainer beat Missouri Valley 2-1, Maple Valley over Lawton Bronson 12-2. In Region 3, Nottoway Valley beat West Central Valley 5-4. And ACGC over IKM Manning 11-0. In Class 1A play last night, in Region 2, Bishop Garrigan beat Glidden Ralston 13-1. Arweva over West Bend Mallard 14-0. Audubon over Bowyer Valley 11-2. Woodbine beat Coon Rapids Bayard 2-0. Logan Magnolia over West Harrison 5-2. In Region 3 play, Moravia over Seymour 9-5. Twin Cedars beat Moulton Udell 11-0. Melcher Dallas topping Mormon Trail 10-0. Fremont Mills beat Sydney 6-0. And Bedford won by forfeit over Diagonal 7-0 was the final score. In Region 4 play, Southwest Valley over Essex 15-8. It was East Union over Murray 6-0. Stanton beat Orient Maxburg 16-4. St. Albert over East Mills 14-1. Riverside defeating Cam 3-0. Those winners all advancing. Also in regular season softball, Dallas Center Grimes over Harlan 12-2 last night. Well, playoff action continues this evening in girls' high school softball. We'll have a game for you here on KJAN tonight as Region 2 play in Class 1A quarterfinals has Audubon playing at Exira EHK. After winning last night, the Wheelers advance to play against the Spartans tonight. We'll have it for you here on the radio. It'll be a little earlier start time this evening. It'll be a 5 o'clock first pitch, 4:50. Chris will have the broadcast start tonight. Also in Region 2, Logan Magnolia is at Woodbine, Arweva at St. Edmund, Bishop Garrigan at Newell Fonda. In 1A Region 3 play, Moravia is at Wayne, Melcher Dallas at Twin Cedars, Fremont Mills at Lennox, and Bedford is at Lamoni. In Region 4, Southwest Valley is at Southeast Warren, Stanton at East Union, St. Albert at Martinsdale St. Mary's, and Riverside is at Griswold tonight. In Class 2A regional quarterfinals, Region 2 trainer is at Underwood, Tri-Center at AHSTW. Maple Valley plays at West Monona. East Sac County is at Hinton. Also in Region 3 tonight, Nottoway Valley is at I-35, Central Decatur at Mount Air, ACGC is at Earlham, and Panorama plays at Kemper Catholic this evening. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union announced its final girls softball rankings of the year. In Class 1A, Newell Fonda ends the season ranked number one, with Wayne, Collins Maxwell, Lisbon, and Southeast Warren the top five. Lennox finishes the year at number eight. Exira EHK, 14th last week, dropped out of the final poll. In Class 2A, Wilton, North Lynn, Dewisa Muscatine, Van Meter, and Central Springs are the top five. Underwood is in at number nine in the final poll. In Class 3A, Davenport Assumption is top rated, with Mount Vernon, Williamsburg, West Burlington, Notre Dame, and Albia the top five. Atlantic ends the regular season at number six in the poll. In Class 4A, Winterset, Western Dubuque, ADM, Carlisle, and Boone the top five. And in Class 5A, Muscatine is top rated in the final poll. Well, in high school baseball play around the area last night, in Hawkeye 10 conference action, Atlantic picked up a 15-3 thumping of Carroll last night as Bodie Johnson led the win. He went 2-for-4 with a couple of doubles to help the Atlantic offense. Also, Dallas Center Grimes beat Harlan 11-1, Lewis Central 10-5 over Glenwood, Shenandoah beat Lennox 5-0, St. Albert over Trainer 12-2. In Western Iowa Conference play, Audubon over South Central Calhoun 13-4, Riverside beat Arweva 6-1, Underwood over Cam 6-2, West Harrison beat Logan Magnolia 6-4, Woodbine over Missouri Valley 4-3. Also last night, Mount Air beat Lamoni 10-2, Panorama over Southwest Valley 19-2, Pella over Martinsdale St. Mary's 6-1. Also, Woodward Granger beat ACGC 4-1 last night in high school baseball. Major League Baseball, Cardinals pick up a win 6-5 last night over the Giants in late night action heard here on KJAN. Royals also winners last night as they pick up a 7-6 win over the Reds. Cardinal baseball tonight as well. After our coverage of softball is over, we'll have the Cardinal baseball game out west against the Giants. 7:50 is the pregame start time on that game tonight. That's Check of Sports. KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic.